This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yesterday on the program, as you heard a little bit ago, we were up at an apple orchard in the Yakima Valley in Washington State. An apple orchard where, as it happens, they also grow hops, as in beer hops, a crop that is in super high demand right now thanks to the craft beer boom. That's the backdrop for this next interview, a chat with Lucy Birmingham about her new book. It's called My Beer Year. Lucy, thanks for coming into the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I envy you because you had the idea to spend a year writing about beer. I should have thought of that. Not a tough job.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Well, because it's a quest, right? I mean, this is actually a quest story, right? Your search and trial to become, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Cicerone?
Cicerone, you've got it.
Yes, okay.
I think that's the American way to say it.
And that is basically a sommelier for beer.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Now, what are we drinking?
All right. I brought two Oregon beers. This first one we're going to try is a Freem Pilsner. These guys are located in Hood River, Oregon.
Okay.
So
don't give it to me. You hold it and give me your Cicerone interpretation of this beer. What would you do? You're sniffing it now.
I'm sniffing it now. It smells a little bit like honey, a little grassy to me.
Is it like wine where you can identify the hop? And that's in it, and the like field where it's grown and all that jazz, right? I mean, you hear people do this with grapes, right?
Right, right. I think, yeah, you're sort of getting into that territory. I mean, beer's an agricultural product, right? It has some terroir. Hops grown in the Pacific Northwest are different than hops grown in New Zealand. So, yeah, there's that possibility for sure.
Why do you think, after having spent, you know, a year plus of your life on this book and on the Cicerone course, why did craft brewing explode in this country? What happened? Because, you know, I mean, when I was a kid, it was Rheingold and Schlitz and Pabst and, you know, all those fizzy yellow things. And you're like, man.
I think people are interested in what they're eating and drinking now in a way that they haven't been in past decades. There are lots of people who are doing home brewing now, and that's a great way to get into really understanding what is fermentation, how do temperatures affect beer, you know, as it's fermenting, all those sort of technicalities that really make you appreciate what you're drinking in a glass.
Do you ever look around at craft brewing today, which has been and is booming, and say, you know what? We might be in a little bit of bubble territory here because it's getting a little too big too fast.
Well, I'm not really sensing the bubble. And I think it's because I do sense this thirst for flavor and variety. And people are curious. They want to try new things. What is happening are the big mergers and acquisitions.
Right. And it just happened here in L.A. with Golden Road, a brewery that I've been to and I enjoy. And we had actually the founders on the show. They were bought by AB InBev, and all the craft brewing fans that I know are like, oh, my goodness, they've sold out to big corporate America. Is that going to change good craft beers?
Oh, this is the ongoing debate right now in the craft beer community. People are so worried. And I think one of the reasons why is transparency. You know, it's going to take a lot more work for people who enjoy craft beer and enjoy the idea of an independent brewery to really know where their beer is coming from. You know, they might be enjoying that IPA, but if they knew that it was produced by one of the world's biggest corporate beer makers, it might have a little bit less intrigue for them, a little bit less something.
Right.
And it might taste exactly the same. Who knows? But I think people deserve to know who owns the brewery.
Are you hopeful about the future of craft beer in this country?
I am hopeful.
Yeah.
And it's because I'm constantly trying beers that are so innovative and so interesting. And I'm excited that so many people are interested in learning more. That's really what's changing is people want to know more about beer.
It's a book called My Beer Year by Lucy Birmingham. Lucy, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
There is more of Lucy schooling me on beer tasting and how we're all probably drinking out of the wrong glasses at home. Shaker pint glasses. I'm looking at you. It's at marketplace.org.